Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So now what we do is we start to take a look around the East, also talk a little college hoops and the, well, college sports in general that are in jeopardy. Dan Dockage from 107.5 FM and 1070 AM, the fan down there in Indy. Dan, how you doing today, my friend?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great, man. How are you guys hitting them?
We're good. Joe plays a lot of golf. I'm sure he's hitting them straight. I try to do the best I can and just fake it. But nevertheless, at least we're doing the social distancing thing, and we're good in that aspect. I want to start with college basketball first, Dan, and then we'll get into the pros. But give me your sense as to what this fall and winter are going to look like, in your opinion.
Boy, is that a good question. Let me take the fall with college football. I don't want to put this in the environment, but I have a hard time believing they're going to play college football. I don't know why I feel that way, and I'm sure people are going to get mad at me saying it, but I think that the Florida Marlins, let me put it this way, are a great litmus test. You hate to see what happen, but if baseball can get this thing going and get it right and all that kind of stuff, then maybe. But I just have a hard time believing that college football or professional football are going to go. Now, I hope they do. I want them to. Believe me, nobody wants it more than me, because college football means a lot of content for me. Professional football is our content, with the Colts. But, man, it's just tough. Basketball, I think we'll be all right. I think there's a couple of things that maybe have to come into play, and I'm interested to see if they will. One of which is, why don't you just start the season after Thanksgiving? You're going to be in a bubble anyway. I mean, kids are going to be gone from school, and I think you'll be all right. I do, but I'm encouraged by the ACC doing what they did yesterday with Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. But I just have a hard time. Here's the deal, Bill. There have been numerous, and it's not public, but there have been. Some have been public. There have been numerous Big Ten schools that have had to shut down their workouts back in June. And here's what happened, at least to a couple of them. Kids came back. They did all the testing. Everybody was negative. All of a sudden, they get on campus. They're around other people. They probably go somewhere they shouldn't. One school's case, 7 of their 15 players came down with corona while they were on campus, and they shut it down. I don't think it's been public. And they shut it down. So, it's not the environment of the college. The college environment is great, but the in terms of the facility, when you're at the football facility, the basketball facility, it's great. But But it's when you're elsewhere. Are you going to make the smartest of decisions? And I don't know. I think it's a hard time right now. Boy, that's a long answer. I apologize.
No, that's – hey, it's informative, and I agree with you. I mean, there was numerous Big Ten schools that had to kind of shut it down and shut down their workout facilities. I know Ohio State was one of them. I know a couple others along the way had to do the same thing just because they had a few people test positive. Now, again, we get the announcement out of the NBA bubble that nobody has tested positive. Boy, I tell you what. For the NFL being as Teflon as they have been, Adam Silver has just seemingly done it right from beginning to end. When you talk about a commissioner of a league, holy mackerel, don't you feel?
Yeah, a little bit. But I do think he got help. I think that TBT showed everybody what to do and made them believe in what you can do. You know, TBT puts you in a bubble, the basketball term, million-dollar basketball term, and basically said, hey, look, this is the way it's going to be. You leave, you're eliminated from the tournament. And, like, oh, wow. Okay, well, the bubble went, and they tested before you got in, and there were absolutely no positive tests inside there. And the NBA is doing the same thing. It's always going to come down to this, Bill. And Adam Silver, I agree with you, done a terrific job. But it's always going to come down to this. It's going to come down to whether players are going to be knuckleheads or not. I'm telling you, that's what it's going to come down to. And if players are going to be knuckleheads, then there's going to be a problem. If players aren't going to be knuckleheads, then you're going to be all right. It's literally that simple. And I have a friend that currently, is in quarantine with the Marlins. And he's like, Dan, we got players that don't care. We got players that literally don't care about this corona. Mm. All they're caring about is making their money, and that's why we're in the position that we're in. I mean, he told me, he's one of my wife's best friends, and we called him up. We go, dude, you in quarantine? He goes, yeah. He goes, we just have players that don't care. And now you're seeing, Major League Baseball's talking about not paying them. Major League Baseball saying, hey, look, we're not happy. You all went out. There'll be maybe suspensions for it. It simply comes down to whether the players are going to do the smart thing. The one thing that I've talked to NFL guys with, Bill, is at least in Indianapolis, I don't know how it is for the Packers or anything, but there's no bubble in preseason. You know, they obviously have a hotel where, you know, guys that don't live here stay and all that kind of stuff. But they don't have a bubble. And the question is, why not? Why not have a bubble to start the season? You know, why not get some way going? And I've talked to two NFL executives and one former player, and they're all saying the same thing. We don't understand why we're not doing that. Because the bubble is the way. The bubble is the way, but again, everything depends on player discipline. If players can't be disciplined, it's not going to work.
Talking with Dan Dockage at 107.5 FM 1070 AM on the Bill Michaels Show, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Dan, tell me a little bit about these Pacers and what kind of a nemesis they could be as we get ready for this postseason, because many seem to feel that it's kind of the Bucks conference to lose. And then there's all the talk about whether it's going to be Kawhi or LeBron representing the West. But tell me about the fly in the ointment that could be the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, I was hoping they could be. They have not played the Bucks well. Bucks are better than them. But you know this, Bill. You don't know who's going to play, who's in great shape, who's ready to play, that kind of stuff. Problem with the Pacers is injury. Problem, you know, Oladipo disappointed us. I'm a big Oladipo fan. You know, he went to Indiana. I really liked the guy. But he came out and he said, hey, look, I'm going day to day. And then 2 days later, he told the media, unsolicited, on a Friday, I'm not playing. And now he's playing. Is he playing? Isn't he playing? And that's a big deal, particularly when you get into a playoff series where now you're in, you know, game three, and scouting kind of goes out the window. You need your best players to go make plays. Sabonis is banged up. He's got plantar fasciitis. They don't know whether he's going to play. So I'm talking about basically – you know, they're two best players, most productive players. There's uncertainty. I really felt this way. I really felt coming back that Oladipo would be healthy because, you know, they've had 3 months, you know, coming off an injury last year. I didn't even think, none of us did, even thought about Sabonis being injured because he's been such a rock. And we felt like if they are healthy, they have good enough guys that are going to do the right thing, you know, and be in shape and all that kind of stuff. That this would be a really interesting postseason, you call it. But now with the injuries, you just don't know. Bucks are the best team. I mean, I watch this stuff, and to me, the MVP is the Greek Freak, and the Bucks are the best. And But I did think, because of the unusual circumstances, the ability to basically rest Oladipo for 3 months, meaning he would be healthy, I did think the Pacers would have a shot. But, man, these injuries, and Oladipo's going a little Paul George on us, and we're not real happy with him. Let's put it that way.
No, I get it.
You know, you get tired of it. You just, hey, look, dude, play. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the rest of the East, the Celtics, the 76ers, both of those teams look to be very viable. I don't know what to make of the Raptors. They placed some terrific defense. I don't know if they have the offensive firepower to be able to keep up. But a dark horse to come out of the East other than the – because some people seem to think that because of this bubble and this weird tournament situation that something's going to happen and the favorites just aren't going to be there. And I always believe in what the talent and depth is. But you tell me.
I believe in a seven-game series. I mean, come on. You know, even a five-game series, you know, the talent's going to rise. You know, normally. The Raptors, I think scoring as you move along in a playoff series becomes so important, individual ability. If Lowry's going to go nuts and they got a chance. I don't like the maturity level, and I could be dead wrong, of Embiid and Philadelphia. I just don't. I do like Boston, though. I do think that they have the pieces. I do think that they have the chemistry. I do think, you know, they got guys that can go get buckets. I would say in my world, it would not surprise me if I were betting on it. I would bet, you know, Eastern Conference Final. I don't know how it all shakes out, where who's where in the playoffs, but it'd be Boston and Milwaukee would be the way I would look at it. But that doesn't, you know, again, the bubble is weird, right? I mean, who knows? But the one thing I'll say about not only Adam Silver, but NBA players, yeah, you got the Lou Williams situation and the kid early, Rashawn Holmes, who went out or went across the street or whatever. But when you're talking about a bubble where zero people have the virus, then overall you're talking about something with conscientious players that want to play and want to do the right thing. So maybe the bubble – and this delay of season is going to not affect anything or make it go to chalk. Now, as a Pacer fan, you know, you kind of hope that that it's different because your team's not the best team. But I'm looking at this thinking, man, this has been – I know Lou Williams did his thing, but that's one guy. I'm looking at this thinking, man, these guys have been pretty daggone good. I wouldn't be surprised if chalk doesn't rule and you see the Bucks in the finals.
Yep. No, I a lot of people.
Which, by the way,
by
the way, for a guy that grew up in Chicago in the 70s watching the Bucks beat my Bulls seemingly every freaking year in the playoffs, drives me nuts. But that's a different story.
I know a lot of people around here really salivating. They haven't been there since 1974 and haven't won it since 71. So I get it. There's a lot of hope here in this area. Dan, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I certainly appreciate it. You stay safe, and we'll touch base again real soon, okay?
Anytime. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Dan Dockage at 107.5 FM and 1070 AM, the Fan down there in Indianapolis. And you can find him at Dan Dockage over there on Twitter, kind of giving us some of his side. I could have talked to him for the next 20 minutes, talked to him about a bunch of different stuff, but I know we're up against the clock. But just good to get some of that perspective. He kind of feels like they can actually get this college basketball season going, but the football season may not happen. And feels like the Bucks are the team to beat coming out of the East. So good stuff there.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!